This is the Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda is to make you think.
Give the Big 12 props. You know, the Big 12, the conference, had every reason to just curl up in a ball, give up, wait for their time to die, and that would be it. But the Big 12 is not just surviving without Oklahoma and the league's sugar daddy. The sugar daddy is Texas, and they're leaving, of course. But the league isn't just surviving. The Big 12 has done an amazing job of being proactive. It's done an amazing job of making sure that it survives and it matters. And that's not easy to do when you lose someone like Texas and Oklahoma. They are working. That league has worked like crazy to matter in the future. And I think it's now going to do enough, particularly what's going to happen now. It's going to do enough to matter. The league added Cincinnati. The league added BYU. And by the way, are you not allowed to say Brigham Young anymore? Remember what we used to call Brigham Young? Nobody says that anymore. So they add Cincinnati. They add BYU. South Florida or Central Florida? I can't remember which one. And Cincinnati as well. So for all the Big 12 has done to matter, the Pac-12 has become the Radio Shack of college sports. It really is. They just sat there and said, we're going to stay in this strip center. We're going to continue to sell products from 1995. We're going to continue just to dry up and die. That's what the Pac-12 has done, not the Big 12 at all. It's done everything just the opposite of the Pac-12. I have no idea what the Pac-12 is going to do in the future, but you do know what the Big 12 is going to do. Now the story is, a perfect move, a brilliant move by both sides. Now the story is the Big 12 is in talks, pretty immediate talks, to add Colorado, as in the next few days. So you get Colorado, and people are going to laugh it off. I know myself that football doesn't matter there, but you get Colorado, you're getting the most desirable 1-11 team the world has ever known. Yeah, they're 1-11. Yes, they were worse than that last year. They're awful. It didn't matter, but not now. You make a move to get them now because they may still not be very good, but they are must-watch TV. It is exactly what a network would want you to do because a network wants Colorado. If you can get Colorado, you do it. If you're Colorado, you make the move as quickly as possible to the Big 12 because you've got to get away from Radio Shack. And the word is that they're going to do that. I don't know what the Pac-12 could offer them or what somebody else could offer them, but the Big 12 is making a smart move. And here's why Colorado matters as a TV draw. By the way, they sold out their spring game, of which they're terrible, but they sold out their spring game. They just set a record for season ticket sales in a day. Here's why Colorado matters to the TV networks. It's the reason why a 1-11 team a year ago, their opener against TCU, is on national TV. Deion Sanders and Deion Sanders. That's why they matter. That's why the Big 12 is brilliant in trying to get Colorado on board. Not only are you going to get, certainly for a couple of years, I'm not sure how long he sticks around, but for at least a couple of years, you get a big TV market in Denver. And then you get something the networks desperately want, and that is him. It's Deion Sanders and Deion Sanders. This isn't getting Colorado. This is getting Deion Sanders. That is must-watch in the college football world. Even if they're not very good, it's still must-watch. So the Big 12, it's almost as if, and I know people are going to say, well, Texas and Oklahoma are going to the SEC. It's the best football conference. That's right. No doubt about it. But the league has done all it can to be pretty attractive. It would have been attractive with Texas. It's still attractive without Texas, believe it or not. Smart move. Really smart move. The next move would go and scoop up the Arizona schools and just be done with the Pac-12 altogether. It's going to let itself die anyway because USC and UCLA are leaving. Word is that Oregon and Washington are leaving. The only people left are some directional schools in Washington no one cares about. Stanford, who doesn't care about any of this stuff, and Cal, who doesn't care about any of this stuff, and then some schools in Arizona who suck anyway. So the Big 12 ought to scoop up what's ever left. It's a brilliant move. It really is. Babbel is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions.
But I can tell you firsthand how easy learning a new language can be with Babbel. So let me start by telling you how Babbel works, then we'll talk about how it's worked for my family. Babbel gives you 15-minute lessons created by language experts, and the lessons are built around real life. So you have practical conversations about travel, relationships, business, you name it. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages that include Spanish, French, Italian, and I guess the new language in my house, German. So here's my connection to Babbel. So one of my kids is going to Germany this summer, and he wanted to learn enough German to feel comfortable, so we got the Babbel app. And in less than 2 months, his fluency in German is amazing. He's not just getting by, he's going to fit right in. He followed the Babbel app just as instructed. So what you need to do now is go to Babbel.com/Jeff Ward. That's B-A-B-B-E-L, Babbel.com/Jeff Ward, to get 55% off your subscription right now. Do it now. I know it works. I'm hearing proof every single day. It's Babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off your subscription. B-A-B-B-E-L, that's Babbel.com/Jeff Ward for 55% off. Babbel, language for life. You can only make it to Vegas or any casino with sportsbooks so often, but you can still enjoy betting or practice your strategy. Just have fun playing. That's why MyBookie's online casino is a game changer. Go there right now because MyBookie is offering a generous sign-up bonus, and it's easy. Use the promo code Jeff Ward and get a deposit bonus. Just use the promo code Jeff Ward to give you a head start and a deposit. MyBookie's online casino is amazingly user-friendly, and you can enjoy weekly blackjack tournaments and brand-new collections of high-end games. MyBookie Casino is as close to being in the casino as you can get. I use the MyBookie Casino site to play everything from blackjack to poker. I actually practice my strategy, and if you can collect, you'll love the rewards. You'll get free spins, cashback offers, and VIP perks. Remember this, you play more, you win more. It's that simple. If you want to learn to play a game, it's the way to start. Go to MyBookie Casino right now. Get the bonus deposit with my promo code. That's Jeff Ward, J-E-F-F-W-A-R-D. It's MyBookie Casino. Use the promo code Jeff Ward. MyBookie Casino. Use the promo code Jeff Ward and get the bonus deposit right now. Now, let's own this about Aaron Rodgers, if we can. I'm going to say some nice things about Aaron Rodgers. And then the bottom is going to come out. Aaron Rodgers is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. No one would debate that, right? Okay, done. In his prime, he was one of the five best passers to ever play the game. We look back on Aaron Rodgers' career, we're going to say he's one of the best passers ever to play the game. He won a Super Bowl several years ago. And he's currently, even at this age, close to 40, with the Jets, he is currently the sixth best quarterback in the AFC, and that's not a terrible thing. Sixth, someone could argue seventh, but he's in that group of the best quarterback period in our lifetime, probably. So he's the sixth best quarterback currently in the AFC. There are many, many reasons to dislike him. He's a diva hipster, my terms. He threw his entire Green Bay Packers organization under the bus after they made him the highest paid player in the game. He begged to be the highest paid player in the game, and they said, sure, we'll give it to you. He turned around and quit on them and then threw them under the bus. He lied about getting the vaccine, and his team and the entire NFL let it slide. He has a constant neck beard, except the first day that he showed up with the New York Jets. He tosses out idiotic conspiracy theories about vaccines and 9/11. He's even endorsed Robert Kennedy Jr., whose entire platform is an anti-vax scam. He trashes his coaches and teammates, usually, maybe not now. But this is the final straw. I mean, this is it. I mean, you can admire him as a player. There's plenty to like there. There's no way this is okay. Even if he didn't have all of that baggage, this is enough to give up on any adult male. This is not okay. What's happened now is not okay. He didn't do anything wrong with the Jets. That's not my point at all. He's not just caught on video dancing like a dork at a Taylor Swift concert. He's bragging about being at a Taylor Swift concert. Question. How many 40-year-old men, not with their daughters, go to a Taylor Swift concert? How many men of any age go to a Taylor Swift concert that they weren't dragged to?
Yep. As if there wasn't enough to dislike about the guy already. Aaron Rodgers had the time. I'm reading now from, where is this? Yahoo News. The headline is, Aaron Rodgers lets loose at Taylor Swift concert. That might be the worst headline I could imagine for somebody. Aaron Rodgers lets loose at a Taylor Swift concert? Who does that? That's not 10 and a female. Aaron Rodgers had the time of his life at a recent Taylor Swift concert. The New York Jets quarterback was spotted dancing up a storm. See, you dance, you might dance with your daughter and make her happy, right? No. He's dancing like a dork. I guess with his girlfriend now is a billionaire. Dad owns the Milwaukee Bucks or something like that. Do you leave your boyfriend if he dances at a Taylor Swift concert? Is that enough? Is that enough to leave? The Jets quarterback was spotted dancing up a storm during the Pop Superstars tour at MetLife Stadium. In a video shared by TMZ, an elated Rodgers is seen holding up his holding up his arms and letting loose during Swift's performance of her 1989 hit Style, which reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 2014. No. No. The answer is no. If you want to sit in your car and hide from everyone and pretend that you like that music and you're 40-year-old male, maybe, just maybe, you do that. He doesn't just wave his arms. He's waving them at the camera. He's having such a good time. A lot of you can relate to this. My goal is to eat healthy and stress-free this spring, and you will not find healthier and easier options than Factor Meals. Here's why. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. See, that's healthy and easy. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. This includes popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan. On top of the amazing options from Factor Meals, you have the option of 60 different add-ons every week. This can include breakfast or on-the-go lunch or even snacks. It's healthy and easy, so get started today. Chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini, or truffle butter. And the Factor meals are no-mess meals. That means no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Heat and savor the good stuff. It's that easy. Factor meals are all about your schedule. Customize your weekly meals and get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to match your lifestyles. You want healthy and easy, or just easy? Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Try Factor Meals. You'll love it. My family's crazy about them. Do this. Go to factormeals.com/JeffWard50. Use the code JeffWard50 and you get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box. Remember it. It's factormeals.com/JeffWard50. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, boost your performance by going to BlueChew.com. That's Blue Chew. Go to BlueChew.com. Listen up. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets, and best of all, at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. No visit to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It works. Discover your options by going to BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal. Try BlueChew.com free when you use the promo code JeffWard at checkout. Just pay the $5 shipping. Do this now. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code JeffWard. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. BlueChew sponsors this podcast.
We say we want to be challenged. We say we want to hear all sides, but that's not how we act when we seek out podcasts. I'm Mike Pesca, host of The Gist, and I'm crazy enough to think that we are up to the challenge. I challenge myself. I challenge my guests. I invite you in. We'll talk about such issues as masks. I mean, I know they work, but on a population level, the evidence is less than clear. Mass shootings, horrible, but they account for less than 1% of all shootings. Do we do ourselves and our society a disservice when we focus on them? These questions and more, explored and challenged every day on The Gist, wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor time, Rogers captioned. Yeah, well, yeah, he tweeted about it. You better believe he did. Taylor time? Who not a 12-year-old girl does that? Early in the week, Rogers told sports commentator Adam Schein that he was, quote, for sure attending one of Swift's three shows at MetLife Stadium, and he's, quote, a huge fan of hers. No. No. The answer is just no. I mean, that's it. That's it for me. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He's the sixth best quarterback in the AFC. That's it. That's it. I can't say anything nice about him again. No one, no adult male does that, that is not taking their daughter to a Taylor Swift concert. No adult male tweets, it's Taylor time.